You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's talk Father's Day here for a second, because a whole bunch of emails and tweets, like everybody confused on what to get dad.
Men it's always hard tough. To shop for. It's always tough to shop for a guy, especially your dad, because I think there's different types of dads, because you can't just go buy dad clothing like you can your mom. You can't go buy them bath stuff like you can your mom, wine glasses. Guys don't like all that kind of stuff, so It makes it a little more difficult. And not every dad is a golf fan, and you find like a lot of Father's Day gifts are golf related.
And I'm guessing dads who are golf fans don't need another display case to right. show off all their balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was a long way to go to get there.
That wasn't. That was legitimate. There's men, so many hokey golf presents.
Yeah, and men aren't as expressive as women normally, so it is hard to find out exactly what they're interested in at the time. And I know everybody says gadgets, 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 but for a girl who doesn't know gadgets too well, she's like, well, which ones and how much, and I don't know, you know?
Let's go right to the source on this. We're only going to take calls from dads right now. Dads. Now, okay. Do we want to ask them what is the best gift that they ever received, or do we want to ask them what they want to get?
I think it could be either way. But I think the best ones would be nice to know, because if they like something like handmade or if they just like pictures, then that would be something to go on, something creative. But
if
they
certificates to Tattletales.
Alluvia.
It's great food, you know. It's underrated.
Right. Best or burger in town, I hear.
The Oriental Magic Spa, I heard, is great massages.
You can't go wrong with a gift certificate to anywhere on Buford Highway.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one.
I mean, I think it's neat the way they paint the windows white to keep it nice and cool in there.
All right. Here's the phone number. This is just for dads right now. Either the best gift you ever received or the present that you've always wanted that you haven't received yet. 1-877-588-BERT, which is BERT. 1-877-588-2378. Just for dads, okay? Good morning, Brian. You were on the Bert Show.
Hey, how you doing, Bert? Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right, for Father's Day, I want my girlfriend and my kids to go out in the yard and do the yard work. Instead of, you know, like on Mother's Day, you get up and make breakfast. No, I want them to go out and do the yard work for a day.
That's okay. Good. That's
Wendy
good
here
idea.
Is like, Wendy looks like she
Why?
Just bit into a lemon or did a tequila shot. What's wrong with that?
That's a man's job.
Oh, Wendy. I don't think so at
we just
all.
Said on Mother's Day for guys to pick up around the house and so that she doesn't have to do any housework.
Yeah.
Well, my dad doesn't live in town. I can't do that anyways.
I think that's a great idea.
You can't ask for great Father's Day gifts and then shoot them down.
She threw her pen across the room. Oh,
especially because that one's about making effort. You don't have to spend money on that one, but it would be very thoughtful and would be a really cool idea.
The problem is Wendy has bizarrely tiny hands, so weeding a garden for her would be something that would take, you know.
I'll hire a company. There we go. I'll get somebody else to do the yard work for a day.
How about Farmville? You can help him out with his Farmville yard.
Give him a Facebook account. That's all he needs.
So we are looking for the best Father's Day presents, because women each and every year are just so confused mostly on what to get their father or what to get their husband for their kids. So we're taking calls from dads right now that are telling you the best gift they ever got or the best gift that they never got. Here is Ricky. Good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there, man.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was calling because it's actually not as difficult as it seems. I mean, dads in general, you know, they're so consumed with family life and stuff that I'm sure most of them have taken up some kind of hobby, you know, whether it's golf. And I know golf is probably the predominant one. That's great. But, you know, like... I like model airplanes, right? I mean, it gets expensive, but you can buy little things that would make a difference or...
The problem is when you're shopping for somebody who has a hobby, if you're not in that hobby, you don't know.
Exactly.
So you end up getting like the, you know, like going back to golf, you end up getting the, whatever it is, like, you know, a bag of tees with the name engraved in it. Like, nah. Nobody likes that.
The other problem with that is if your dad does have a hobby, you probably have tended to go in that direction for so many years that it's almost become a crutch.
How many shot glasses do you have, Bert?
What's that?
How many shot glasses do you have, for example?
I got a bunch of tweets yesterday when I asked about this, about going to the Braves game with the family.
I that love that. Especially,
a lot of dads said that. That was their favorite thing. Like a breakfast made at home and all day with the family at the Braves game.
I went a couple of weeks ago with my 3-year-old to a baseball game, and there is something very bonding about that. Father going to a game with his kids, it really hits you.
Yeah, I think that was the majority of responses. Guys said tickets to like Major League Baseball or tickets to a sporting event they really wanted to go to. That was like a really cool gift.
All right, where are all our dudes? Because we got a whole bunch of women listening right now that are just waiting for you guys to give them great ideas for Father's Day.
They're out doing yard work.
He wanted Wendy to do it, but she refused.
Yeah.
George, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. This is one that I think even Jeff can appreciate.
Go.
My wife's known I've wanted one for a while, so she went out with the kids and ordered me a stand-up paddleboard.
Stand-up
paddleboard.
Now, what part of Jeff reeks stand-up paddleboard to you?
Well, I know that Jeff likes being out on the water, so the exercise part he might not like, but
yeah, I'm more of a fan
paddleboard
of,
is great.
I'm more of a fan of the sit-down wave runner. Like, I like moving across the water with the help of some good old BP gasoline.
However, if you do have a dad that spends a lot of time on the lake and he is an exercise, one of those paddleboards would kick ass.
You would like that, right?
That's a great idea, yeah. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Good morning, Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Did I say my name, Burt?
I was avoiding it.
Sagear? Yeah, Sagear. That's pretty good.
Sagear. Okay.
What's going on, Sagear?
Yeah. I'm good. Actually, first of all, I wanted to tell you guys that you guys are great.
Thank you.
Great morning show.
Appreciate it.
And I actually came from New York, and one of New York's most famous talk shows just came to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not switched me back, so...
Right on, man.
Awesome.
Thanks for your loyalty. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, not a problem. Really good. All right, so I was going to say the new iPhone, but it's pricey, but it's definitely a great gift.
Here's the thing. Taking the iPhone out of it and just looking at it strictly from a gadget standpoint, I don't know if I'm like a lot of other dads, but I just like working on gadgets all day. Like, if I get something, I like looking through the manual, trying to figure out how the new phone works or whatever. It's that process, to me, is more appealing than even the gift itself.
So maybe it's giving that some gift of technology and then taking the kids out of the house so that you have, like, 2 hours uninterrupted to play with your
Focus
new gadget.
Focus with me and my sexy new iPad.
If you give Bert a new iPhone, you're going to have to get the kids out of the house for 2 months.
Because I won't be able to figure it out.
Melissa, how do I turn this on?
Derek, good morning. We are looking for great Father's Day gifts.
All right. The best gift that I could have the ability to have Sports Center on all day and no Bachelorette or Dancing with the Stars on at all.
That's hilarious.
Like the NFL package.
And a cooler of ice sitting next to your chair with all, you know, with cold beers, and then you get to watch ESPN all day.
Not only giving us control of the remote, but you guys don't have any you're not allowed to complain about it at all.
Right.
Just let us do our thing in front
no
of the
TV.
Give us 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. No commentary.
Oh, you're still watching that? Oh, my God.
Here
it's the
is.
Same thing every half hour.
Eric, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
I don't understand.
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Last year, my wife and daughters got me a brand new charcoal grill for birthday and Father's Day and everything, and it was a great present.
You can't go wrong with a grill.
Brand new charcoal grill.
There's danger involved there,
That's
right?
another
There's
category,
fire.
Right? Golf is a category. Grilling seems to be a big Father's Day category. But the actual grill is cool. That's better than like a pair of tongs and the flippers.
Yeah.
And the apron.
You can get swept up in that whole going to the well too many times on the barbecue stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Daniel. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning, guys. How are you guys?
Okay,
good.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say the best gift that I ever got didn't cost a dime, but just a pen and paper. My kids and my wife just sat down and told me how much they love me and how much they enjoyed having me in their lives.
It goes a long way.
Oh, that's cool.
Would they be willing to write letters for other children for like $10?
A little Mad Lib action?
That could be quite a business. Daddy, I love you because you are verb. Running.
A lot of the calls coming in are saying that it's the same for dudes as it is for women. Like, they want to see effort. Like, one guy was calling up saying that his kids and his wife made him a shirt one year, and just the effort that went into that is really all that mattered. So maybe we're not all that different. We'll post those up online on theburtshow.com. All right, we've got the Entertainment Buzz coming up here in a couple of minutes. What's going on in Hollywood?
Yes, well, Perez Hilton is going to defend his actions on his website in regard to that naughty photo of Miley Cyrus. Also, it is a catfight on The View between Kathy Griffin and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
You said things about people here that are A, untrue, and B, not so funny. So do you ever feel weird, like, then coming here, say, and sitting here and you kind of, you know, promoting things?
This moment is what I live for, so bring it.
The entire arguments in the next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
Q100 Burt Show traffic and weather. Here's Wendy.
New trouble on the top end of town, 285 eastbound. That ramp on to 75 northbound. Stall car blocking a right lane on that rampway. Also new trouble in town, 85 southbound near North Druid Hills Road. Be on the lookout for some debris blocking that left lane. If you're in town, connector northbound at Freedom Parkway. That earlier injury crash also been cleared. 20 westbound over on the east side of town. That crash near 285 also been pushed off to the right shoulder. Bumper to bumper now approaching Evans Mill Road. 20 eastbound out of Douglas County, the heaviest of that ride, beginning near Six Flags Parkway all the way over to the perimeter. Traffic brought to you by Bing.com, the official decision engine of Q100 Atlanta. Weather for today, afternoon showers, high of 89. Tomorrow, partly cloudy day with a high of 91. Currently 71 in Atlanta. Wendy on Q100.
Here's Gary. Hey, Gary, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay,
good.
How are you?
Doing great, man. Trying to get into work.
What you got?
Well, my kids last year, of course, my wife helped them. It was a really simple gift, but it's a really cool gift. I wear a lot of T-shirts, and they actually made me a shirt. It said World's Greatest Dad on it, and then they have their handprints, my kids' handprints on it.
Cute.
So it's a pretty cool shirt. It's not something I can just go buy anywhere. You know, it's kind of personalized, but it didn't take a lot of money, and they got to make it for me, which is really cool.
Cute.
I started working on mine today.
And we're still like, I mean, everybody's still hurting as far as like cash goes and recession and all that. But I just want women to hear that those handmade things with you and the kids, man, those go a long way. They really do.
And just remember, too, it gets really creepy if you do pants with your kids' handprints on them. So just do the shirt.
You know you got problems.
Don't try to get all creative and stuff.
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, so let me give you guys the update on the reality TV show, okay? Let me reset this real quickly for our new Burt Show listeners. So months ago, I and a group of my friends were approached by a producer for reality TV shows. She was the same producer, creator of Real Housewives of Atlanta. So she has some credibility behind her.
Can you say her name?
Yeah, it's Princess. And that's her real name, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
And in the reality TV show world, she is very well respected. So when she approached me and she said, look, I think you and this core group of friends of you guys would be great for a reality TV show. What do you think about it? I went home and I talked to my wife about it because there's only a couple of guys in my group that have kids and are in the same sort of place in life that I am. So it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't like, I'm in. Let's do it.
Right.
You have to take into consideration the kids. Then you have to compile all the data. Like, are the cameras going to be in the house all the time? How much time is it going to consume? Because we have to do the Burt Show here, and I spend a lot of time doing that also. So there were a lot of things to take into consideration.
It's a second job.
She said approach it like it's a second job.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because you got to do so much. Like, if you watch any reality TV show, you know that it's just more than being there and having the cameras on you. Sometimes you have to comment on things that happened in the past, and you got to sit in a studio. It's just really time consuming.
Or they'll reshoot a scene. Like, say you came in here one day, and they were shooting in the studio, and you and Jeff get into some argument. and they didn't capture it the right way. So they would be like, okay,
fight again.
We're going to have you come back in and fight again, literally. Right. I mean, you have to reshoot scenes of your life. So it's based on reality, but it's not really reality.
So there were a whole bunch of things to take into consideration. And my attitude towards this whole thing has been this, is that if you sign up for a reality TV show, you have to assume that every secret that you have is going to be exposed. You can't go in there thinking, well, I could probably hide this. I could probably hide that. That has to be your mentality. So my wife and I talked about it quite a bit, and every day I was sort of waffling back and forth. Should I do it? Should I not do it? Because I would hang out with my boys, and everybody was so excited about doing it, and I'd get all swept up in that, and I'd say, yeah, you guys are right. We're doing this thing. Then I'd get home and I'd talk to my wife, and then we would talk more realistically about it. And I'm like, no, baby, you're right. I'm not doing this. Then I'd go and hang out with my guys, and I'm like, yes, we're in a kick ass.
But wait a minute. It came up somewhere with your wife, and she was like, yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, she was more excited about it than I was, actually.
So she couldn't have been talking you out of it that much.
No, I think it was just more like the reality of it. Like,
right.
Okay.
Taking away time from the kids and this and that, right?
Right. And my wife's attitude, I think, is that it could have helped out our charity. My wife feels like she's got a message also because she was hooked on pain medications for 5 years and she got over that and she's clean and sober now. So I think she feels like she could have used the show as a springboard to other people.
She record one of those meth commercials if she wants to.
She's in one, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, is she the person who beats her friend with a stick?
That's why terrible. I have the veneers, man.
See, that could be taken out of context, though, if the cameras were rolling.
Look, there are a million different angles. So my wife and I really said, look, let's just sort of put this in the back of our heads and let's not even really think about it until we have to think about it. Because me and my friends went to my friend's restaurant one night and Princess was there with all the cameras and they sort of shot like almost a pilot episode. We all sat around, we had some drinks, and we just BS'd like guys do.
Don't they usually do like a teaser? Like it's almost like shorter than a pilot. They do like a teaser and then send it out and see if anybody bites on it, right?
Maybe that's what this night was for, because we spent probably 3 hours there all hanging out, just talking and just hanging out like dudes do. Mm-hmm. So they shot that, and from what I understand, that's when you start, like you say, pitching it to other networks. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of where the communication stopped with me and the producer of the show, Princess, that I knew it was being shopped, but there was nothing to tell. And like Jeff told us, it takes months for anybody in Hollywood or anyone in L.A. to react to anything. Mm-hmm. So it's just lingered and lingered and lingered. And these guys, the staff has been teasing me now for months, saying that I'm shooting it and I haven't told them about it.
Because it did. It just disappeared. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait a second.
Wait one minute, you rascally reality rabbit.
And we also know from talking to people like Deanna Pappas or anybody who's been on reality TV.
From The Bachelorette.
That you sign like ironclad, super thick contracts that you won't say anything.
Not before the show. Like, I haven't had to sign anything yet.
Well, but before the show, we thought the show was going on.
We thought it was going on, and you weren't allowed to talk about it. So that fed into the conspiracy theory, is all I'm saying.
Because we may have trust issues on the Burke Show. I don't know, but I just feel like.
Well, what actually happened?
I might have been guilty of creating some of those, I admit.
Melissa, what actually happened was Bert signed up for it, but you've been on a reality TV show. We all had a bet, and you lost it. You didn't even know it.
Because I lose every bet on the Burke Show.
But wouldn't you guys have known that? Like, if I was cruising around town, rocking it with all my friends, cameras would be around, and you guys would be getting tweets, and you'd be getting emails from people saying, look, I saw him this weekend, and he had a ton of cameras around.
Yeah, but you're sneaky.
It's a secret location.
And I'm a little man. You just put me in your pocket. You'd never even see me. All right, so there has been nothing to tell, and I promised you guys I wouldn't keep giving you guys updates if there was nothing to tell. But now I got a solid for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, this is the email that came from Princess. It says, hey there, long time no talk.
Okay.
That's exactly what I told you guys. I haven't had any contact with
her. Wow, because it's printed on a piece of paper. It came from Princess, and we believe it. It's ironclad contract right there.
Dude, I've sworn on my children. And that's all it says.
With fingers crossed.
That's
anyway,
it.
Go ahead.
That's
I'm sorry.
Great.
That's it. It says, talk to you later. No, it says, I didn't want to jump the gun as I know that this is going to be on the radio tomorrow. Nah.
Hey, Princess.
She writes, LOL, which makes me nervous. But anyhow, so our top three networks have all passed on the show.
Hmm. Okay.
They are just not ready to try an all-male docuseries. This kind of thing happens all the time, and it's part of the game. the best producer or production company can pitch an idea and it doesn't get picked up. We have a few other networks that have expressed interest, but as long as the creative vision is still there, I'm open. I will likely go ahead and film the pilot independently through Loft 22, which I think is her production company. Mm-hmm. I would love to still include you if you're still open. By the way, I picked you from the start, which was always sort of a question. None That's of the guys, sweet. There was like seven dudes. Mm-hmm. And I think we thought that the cast was going to be five, so we didn't know who was really going to be cut or not. So she addresses that in the email. By the way, I picked you from the start, but in respecting the process, I stayed mum. I think you'd be great for TV, just saying. And that was pretty much it.
Awesome. Congratulations on being part of the show.
There is no show.
They're doing a pilot.
Well, I'm at the same place now that I was then. Seriously. Oh, I mean, I know you guys don't believe this, so I almost don't even want to waste my breath on it. But I still...
Go ahead.
If it was pitched tomorrow, I still would have a decision to make. I still don't know if she came to me yesterday and said, it is on. Bravo. Picked it up. We ready to go? There's no telling that I would have said yes to that. I know you guys don't believe that.
But
I know you don't.
But Stacey has already said yes.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Dude.
No. I promise you. And I'm looking at the skeptical eyes.
I'm just saying, name one time that Stacey hasn't gotten her way with you.
In a couple of weeks when I play in that celebrity softball game.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't happened yet, but it might.
No, it wasn't a decision... This is a decision that we'll have to make together. So, but mm-hmm. inevitably, at the end of the day, if I don't want to do the show, even if Stacey says, let's do it, if I say, look, I'm just not into it, man. There are just too many risks involved. Stacey has already told me that she'll respect that. That's cool. Let's just move on with our lives. Things are really good with us right now, man. They're really good. We got everything fairly under control. And part of the decision process would be, do I want to stir that up? Because, you know, they need drama for reality TV shows.
Yeah, until you said earlier, though, you're like, I'm ready for a new challenge.
And my wife she's hot-headed and controlling, man. I mean, I could see a scenario where they get her in a room with a whole bunch of these other dudes' wives and mix it up. And I don't know that I want that. Mm-hmm. So
I don't think
they
need the other dudes' wives. I think they can put her in a room with the other dudes.
Or just the other dudes, yeah.
And just show her the footage of what you guys all did the night before. Wouldn't that be fun?
It could happen. It could absolutely happen. So as I stand here today, if she writes me an email in a couple of weeks and says the same thing, look, it looks like it's going to be picked up. Do you want to do it? I can't tell you guys yes or no yet because I really just don't know.
But you still got to be flattered that she said, I picked you from the start.
Absolutely. I'm
That's
a competitive
a huge
guy.
Compliment.
Hell
That's
yeah.
Cool,
I'm a competitive
you
know? Guy.
You got to feel good about that.
Yeah. I wanted the option to be able to say no.
Yeah.
But as of today, there's really that's it.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure which networks she's already pursued, mm-hmm. which one she's going to pursue in the future. But in the next couple of months, if there are any updates, I promise you I'll let you in on it.
Well, right. It sounds like, yeah, that she wants to film a pilot so that she can have a product to show. Because obviously, mm-hmm. if it was a pitch with an idea, they didn't go for it. So this way, she's like, look, let me show you what it would look like. So you'll be in part of a pilot here soon, I'm sure.
And I also think that if she comes back to me in a couple of weeks and says, okay, I really think it's time to shoot the pilot, I would handle that the same way as if she said, we're going to do the show. I'd have to say either, okay, then I'm in or not. Because you can't agree to do the pilot and then back out when the network says yes. Mm-hmm. So maybe that happens in a couple of weeks.
Hey, if I just got a text message from your orthopedic surgeon, would you like me to read it to you?
Oh, boy.
Is this about the celebrity softball game?
Yeah. Because I believe you said on the air, you know, in a few weeks when I play in that celebrity softball game.
Go ahead. That means we're going to have to reset this whole thing.
I didn't just hear him right, did I? He's going to play in that softball game. I didn't just hear him right.
It's weeks away. Just another decision I got to make. I'll consult with the family. We'll see if it's right for all of us. And then I'll decide to play in it.
I think you're...
It's a week and a half away.
Yeah, I think your surgeon already weighed in.
And his wife.
You know what? I'm just going to write him back. I'm going to give him Stacy's number.
You're on The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen.
It's the Burt Show.
So Jeff was up in upstate New York this weekend, and it was he had the coolest thing planned for his parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad, and you may have heard this, but on the show, but my dad, the only concert I've worked in radio, 10-plus years, the only concert he's ever asked for tickets to is Sugarland. He's a country music fan. Sugarland was coming to a venue up near where they live in upstate New York, and he was going to go and see Sugarland in concert. And I was able to arrange for him front-row tickets, and he saw Sugarland, Kelly Pickler opened, loved it,
cool.
Thought it was the greatest thing ever.
That's fantastic.
So then fast forward several months, and we had Jennifer Nettles on the show, and I told Jennifer that story, and she thought it was great, and we ended up calling. She was going to leave a message on their voicemail because they never pick up. They just refuse to do that. So she was going to call the house and leave a voicemail going, hey, you know what? That's really cool that you're such a big fan. Thank you for going to the show. Well, they pick up. They don't answer when I call, but when Jennifer Nettles calls, well, I was like, hold
See,
on. Let
I'm
me get-
sure it was just a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure that for the last 15 years when you called, it goes right to voicemail. But when she calls, they pick up on first. I'm sure it's coincidence.
So, so I called, so she called and had the great little 3-minute conversation with my dad. And I sent him the file of it and he saved it on his computer. If you go to his house, I'm sure the mailman has even heard it. He loved that. And during that conversation, Jennifer says, if I ever come back to the area, please come to my show. Well, they're out on tour. It's called The Incredible Machine Tour, which, by the way, is an awesome, fantastic, great show. And she's, kick ass on stage, and you don't even sit down the entire time. And it was an awesome concert. So we went to the show and had a great time. And then I made arrangements to go backstage afterwards so that my dad could meet Jennifer Nettles, because that's what she invited him to do. Next time I'm in the area, come to the show, but then come say hi. So I had planned everything out. It was the venue was like an hour from my parents' house, and they're old, they don't drive at night. So we stayed at a little hotel near the where the concert was. We got there a day early, spent the day with my parents. Everything was fantastic. Everything was planned out. There could be no problems, right? Well, we get to the venue, and we get to our seats, and we had really, really, really great seats. I got lucky. I had to buy the seats from, a ticket broker, and I'd never been to the venue, so I was nervous, but the seats were center stage, halfway between the stage and the soundboard.
Awesome.
Couldn't have been better seats, and it was an amphitheater, Hi-Fi Buys? Amphitheater, where it's half covered and then there's the lawn.
In upstate New York, they have those? I would think everything's
outside.
In a dome.
Yeah.
Big you get 2 days of summer up there.
Well, it's an amphitheater, but it's in a plastic bubble.
It's empty for 11 months out of the year.
51 weeks. They don't use it. But that one big week.
Yep, Sugarland was the kickoff of the season, and we might go back for the closing show next week. So it's, we were in the covered seats, and awesome seats, and everything's perfect, and Jessica and my mom and dad went in first.
Okay.
I had to pick up our credentials so we could go backstage to see Jennifer.
Sweet.
Okay.
By the time I had gotten to the seats, everybody was laughing because a bird had pooped on my dad. Which is a bummer, right?
He pooped right on your dad.
On him, not on his seat, but on him.
On him.
Shoulder, he was hair, sitting in his what seat. Are we talking about?
It got on his, it was almost like that Kennedy bullet from the Zapruder film. It hit his arm, his hand, and his leg.
Oh, it was all over.
Yeah, it was
the grassy nest. That's where it came from.
But it was funny.
Oh, God.
There was really no way to look cool after a bird poops on you.
But everybody laughed at it because, what are you going to do, right? You can't control it.
Now, is this pre-meeting her for pictures and stuff like that?
Pre-meeting.
Oh, no.
So he...
Birds love that.
I think he had gone up to, use the restroom or whatever, but ended up, there's a huge line. So he got some napkins. He bought a bottle of water. He used that to clean himself, off as best he could. And by this time, I had gotten back to the seats. Everybody had a good laugh about it. And I look up to where it is, and the bird is still sitting there.
Oh, he's come on, Brad, with you guys.
I got some more for you.
Now, Luke Bryan was the opening act, another Georgia country guy, right? So Luke Bryan is on stage, and I keep looking up at the bird, and the bird's not moving. And this is loud country music, right? I'm like, why isn't that bird moving?
Because it has a target on your daddy's head.
Before Luke Bryan got off stage, my dad got crapped on a second time.
Oh, come on. Who gets crapped on twice in the same night?
So.
Poor dad.
Same exact spot on the shirt, or
was it just on his head?
No, a few feet away. Like now it like hit his shoulder.
And these are tickets that you paid good money for, right?
Yeah. And he's about to go meet Jennifer Nettles.
Yep. So my dad elbows me. At this point, now it's just me, my mom, and dad, because Jessica had gotten up. Jessica had gone to use the restroom and get a drink, you know, so she had gotten up. So he elbows me, and it happened again. Well, I wasn't there for the first time, so I think it's funny that it happened. So I laugh, and my dad's not laughing.
Aww.
But I look up, and the bird still hasn't moved. So during the intermission between Luke Bryan and Sugarland, my dad and mom get up and walk around just so he's not in the drop zone. Like, he just doesn't want to be there.
Sure.
And I keep looking up.
Is this a standoff at this point?
And the bird is not moving. Have you guys ever seen a bird stay still for 30 minutes?
Well, he had to go.
It was one of those Disney animatronic birds.
I know.
Oh my God,
the birds at the Tiki Tiki room at Disney don't stand still that long. 30 minutes that bird didn't move. So my dad and mom, they get up, they walk around. I think they went by, you know, bought a concert tee or whatever they did, and they came back, and I look up, and the bird is still there.
Oh no!
He had a
by the time.
Oh no! Oh,
my dad
no.
had to go backstage to meet Jennifer Nettles. He had been crapped on.
No!
By the same bird.
Seriously.
The shirt he was wearing.
No exaggeration. Oh. Five times?
Five.
Oh, no.
The shirt that he... And the last time... The bird moved enough so it nailed both my mom and dad at the same time.
Took out the whole family.
Now, you know, this is dad, so you can't offer to switch seats with him because he's got it, and that bird will most definitely move. All of Luke Bryan, the entire time we were there, the bird never moved. His shirt looked like he just was in a paintball tournament that he was wearing.
Gross.
And he lost badly. Like, he was in a paintball tournament and the guy had a submachine paintball gun. And so we go backstage and we're standing there, and he was wearing a shirt, and this was like a jacket, like a shirt jackety thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you got to take that off. And he's like, why? And I don't think he realized how bad it was. But I mean, it was almost camouflage. Because whatever the bird ate was green.
Oh, my God.
So it was almost
five
like,
times crapped on. That's a world. You should call Guinness today.
That
has never been done.
He took the shirt off and turned it inside out and Jessica held it for him when he went in and met Jennifer Nettles crap free.
Nice.
But Five times. There's one thing that I can't control to create a perfect memory for my dad, and it's the pigeon who can't move.
This is The Bird Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This
is The Bird Show.
All right, let's go into entertainment buzz. Not the entertainment buzz, the celebrity incarceration draft.
Yes, Kid Cudi is the one from, you know him from this song. He was arrested in New York on Friday for possession of a controlled substance, and people are now, all kinds of talk online is that it was liquid cocaine.
What?
I gotta Google that. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
What do you do with liquid cocaine? Where do you put it? What, do you drink it?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's hardcore right there.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Liquid. There's a drink called liquid cocaine, but I don't think that's.
I don't think that's illegal. Mm. That sounds like something that's way past like Monster.
No, but liquid cocaine sounds like something you put in a syringe, and that just sounds really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
Ugh. Here's how celebrity incarceration draft works for us. Every time a celebrity is arrested, we all pick another celebrity that we think could be arrested next.
Mm-hmm.
They all remain on our roster of celebrities until one does get put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have pre-selected that person, then whoever selected gets all the money in the jackpot.
Right.
All right, so we've had how many rounds now, Jeff?
650.
In this round, it sure feels that way.
I think we're up to 12. This will be round 12 or 13, and it's $25 a round pretty much, so we're well over $300.
We're running out of celebrities to choose from.
I know.
I know. I had to do a search.
Carol Burnett. This will actually be
She's a troublemaker.
This will actually be round 14.
Okay.
Wow.
And all of our picks are up online right now at thebirdshow.com.
But please don't make me read them.
No. The order this morning is Wendy, Melissa, Jeff, Jen, and then I will go last.
All right. Well, this person's only in the headlines every now and then, but we're hearing more and more. But I'm going to choose Kirsten Dunst because she has been a mess before. So it's just a matter of time before she is a mess again.
She supposedly likes the reefer, right?
I guess so. I mean, I just know she's been in the headlines every now and then.
What are you, like 62
wow.
years old?
Thanks, Grandma.
She's talking on the reefer.
She gets into that Mary Jane.
All right, so Wendy takes Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
Got it. Melissa, you are up.
All right, Jeff, check and make sure that this person hasn't been, because I made that mistake last time, but I think this guy wants to be tough so badly, and he's got a couple movies coming up, but we haven't heard from him lately. Shia LaBeouf. Has he been picked?
That's a good choice.
Because it'll be a minor crime, as usual, but he feels the need to prove himself to be a badass, and he's just not.
He's not a good criminal.
No.
Like, he gets busted for running into a fire hydrant or something like that.
Losing his temper in a drugstore.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Okay, Jeff, celebrity incarceration draft.
Hold on.
Who will get busted next?
Do not ask me to spell Shia LaBeouf and then ask me who my pick is within a few seconds. Stand by.
Do you want Jen to go ahead of you?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Jeff, 50 Cent.
No one's picked 50 Cent?
No.
Damn. But he's been so good lately.
Yeah, but he's got a movie coming out.
He's been on his best behavior.
He's got a movie coming out.
Yeah,
and
he's been a little skinny lately.
And for that movie, he lost 50 pounds. And I know, at least for me personally, when I'm hungry, I'm mad.
I could pick their 50. Jen?
I don't think this person has been picked yet. And I think he could be in serious trouble imminently because of that Miley Cyrus picture. I'm going with Perez Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good option.
I was thinking of that one. That's a good one.
For those that don't know what you're talking about with the Miley Cyrus picture.
There was a hoo-ha picture of Miley Cyrus. Basically, she wasn't wearing any underwear under her skirt and climbing out of a car. Somebody took a picture of it, and Perez Hilton posted it on his website. He had to take it down, though, because people were reminding him that she is 17 years old, so that would be an accusation of child pornography.
Okay. Mine is so random. And the only reason why I selected him is because I Googled celebrity environmentalists, because I think that it's just a matter of time before everybody ends up in the beach in Florida and down in Louisiana. So the number one search for the most passionate environmentalist was Ed Begley Jr.
Begley Jr.
And this is a guy that now has a reality TV show. So that could add to the pot also. Like, you probably don't know his name, but you know his face, Wendy. Check it out.
And if he's in some commercial. There's like a commercial for some company that he's been in a bunch of times. So
you know his face? Like, back in the day, he was in like...
He was in Atlanta last year for the Xmas party.
It wasn't sent elsewhere. He was in some medical drama years
ago.
Way
old school. And he just pops up in the most random places, but he'd still be considered a celebrity.
That's a good option.
And just as
if he did get arrested, would we start a round of celebrity incarceration draft if he got arrested? Because I think you would be like, no, nobody knows who that is.
That's a good point.
No, I'd know the name. I just wouldn't know his face.
Which
way? Other way around? You would know his face, but you wouldn't know his name?
No, I would know his name in a lot of cases.
Oh,
like,
really?
I know the name, but the face to me is.
Okay.
Yeah, would be a little unclear, which I think other people would be the other way around, but I know his name.
I'm confused on who we're talking about.
Ed Begley Jr.
Yes, I know who. Yeah, I know who that is.
We know who he is.
Yeah.
He did a collaboration with Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
About liquid cocaine.
He's not a solid celebrity, but he is a celebrity. Here is Ashley to explain exactly what liquid cocaine is.
Oh, great.
Can always depend on our audience.
I was just going to tell you guys, I'm an ER nurse, and we use liquid cocaine in the ER to stop, especially like nosebleeds and things that you can't get to stop bleeding.
Uh-huh.
It constricts the blood vessels and will stop the bleeding actually really quickly and really efficiently.
So what does it have in it that would get you high? It's literally cocaine?
It's 4% cocaine, yeah.
Wow.
So you would have to get a hold of a good bit of it, but you could certainly get a buzz off of it. It is cocaine.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And that's would have been funny.
Interesting. It would have been funny if you called up and you were talking really fast.
I'm on it right now. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Bertrand? I can help you out with that liquid cocaine stuff. I know what it is. I'm not going to tell you how I know, but I know how it is. Anyways, hold on, man. Will somebody give me a towel? I'm sweating. God, why are my gums so dry?
It's the Bert Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.